Your workout today is going for broke. We have for total power cleans in 20 minutes. On 0, 5, 10, and 15, we perform a 500 or 400 meter row, 50 double unders, into a max unbroken set of power cleans. Oh, I've just realized how this workout works. So you only get one go at cleans four times.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought like you had 20 minutes to do cleans, but on 0, 5, 10, and 15, you have to do row and... Oh, so you have to hold on to the bar.
Yeah.
Well, that's way worse.
Way worse.
Cool. Enough of my complaining and realization. What are we working on here today?
I think because we get to hang on to that light barbell with the power cleans, it will be pretty much 20 minutes of going. Yeah. Because you're going to fill that gap of when you're finished your double unders to the next interval of rowing pretty much with cleans. You might put the barbell down and have 30 seconds to walk around.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to feel like a 20-minute non-stop.
Okay, yeah.
And when you look at the structure of the row with the double unders and the pull off the floor, you know, this is like a throwback to 24.2.
Yeah, very recently.
Very recently. And I love the structure of that workout for conditioning. I think it's one of those workouts where it just keeps sucking you into work. And then it's just a decision about how fast you want to go and how little you want to rest. So with the power cleans here, we get a chance to go deep on that single set, but you still got to get through that row and double unders as efficiently as you can first. So we're working on that 20 minute time domain of conditioning, plus just that, like, when I'm tired, can I do more work than I want to?
You kind of alluded to it there. You mentioned like a level of efficiency in the row and the double unders to go into the power clean, but how do we attack the row and the double unders in such a way that gives us a good opportunity to, one, do a big set, but then also we don't want to go into that set fresh, I imagine. We want a level of fatigue building up in the body. So
yeah.
What's the way to go here?
Yeah, I think that's it. And you've got that middle, probably a middle ground of intensity. You don't want to be blasting the row and the double unders, but you don't want to be too slow and going in too conservatively either. I think for some people, they might run out of time on the barbell.
Oh.
What do you think?
I don't know if I agree with you. Maybe.
Because if it takes you like
2 minutes.
2 minutes to row and then another minute to do the thing, you got 2 minutes. That barbell's light.
Yeah, but holding on for 2 minutes is crazy.
It is.
That's crazy. I like how you're trying to bait people into it on the podcast.
Yeah, but I wonder like people will probably see the 5 minute mark coming and drop the bar. Mm. But maybe I just think that,
like, do you think people whenever I'm thinking of this, I'm like 42 or 60 and you're moving almost nonstop. But you can pause here as well, can you? And go, can I do
pause
one more?
Pause front rack, pause on the quads.
I didn't even think of that, you see.
That's, you know, eke another one out.
So it's not like staying smooth in the unbrokenness. It's not like a continuous set. But
it's max. And we see on the
like
thing
eke
we...
eke out every single rep.
See on the thing, we're bolded the max.
Yeah, bolded the max, yeah.
Because when we were programming this, Jose was like, yeah, but will people... I was like, let's it's max. It says max. Right. So the score today is only the cleans. Mm. So you really are trying to eke out every single rep, every round. So if you think about it like that, I think now we're into 1 minute plus for sure.
Yeah, fair.
Then we're into the second minute. Like, how far can you go?
What's the benefit of the CrossFit competitive athlete version in my head is like, surely I get more if I like leave a couple in the tank every round.
Yeah, you probably will.
So yeah. What's the benefit of eking out every single one then?
I think when we get, like, when we empty the tank, every one we do after that is where all the gain is. I think we have to remember that.
Yeah.
There's the, you know, we talk about comfort zone. We have to work our way out of our comfort zone, which is like, I need to do the work to get the edge of my capacity. And it's around the edge is where we get somewhere brand new. We push that edge out a bit further. We have to find the edge first, which means you need to go deep into fatigue. You have to convince yourself to do it. So I don't think you can afford to be too slow on the row or on the double unders. You need the time, but then you can't be too fast because you'll do 4 reps and want to lie down. So it is that balance between the two and just getting to know yourself on the efficiency side with the row and the double unders so you can get there quick enough, but with something left to work with.